This program is brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.
Coming up next on Changing Your World.
And so when the Lord is leading us, then there's a path that He has already carved out for us. There's a level of trust that He wants us to get in, and not into a place of, you know, searching and frantically trying to figure things out on our own, on the internet, trying to run around and talk to this person, trying to discover what it was that they did, trying to contrive ways that we can duplicate and multiply the things that perhaps someone else accomplished, and then do it in ourselves, and then we get to a place where it didn't work, then we go back and we try and find somebody else and try to ask them what they did. And so, you know, we're busy trying to figure it all out, and God says, just come to me.
Hey everybody, I'm standing in the World Dome. We are getting ready for the reunion, Grace Life 2024. Now, you should have registered already. If you haven't, do it now. Watch this. Now. Why? It's gonna be the greatest assembly of people wanting to learn how to live the Grace Life. It will make a mark in your life that'll never be erased. Let's register right now. Grace Life is coming, baby, and we're gonna meet you there.
This is your world, so let's vow to make it a better place. Let every heart that needs to know your love is here to stay. Oh, it's time we live a new life. Oh, let us love shine bright in you. We're saved by His grace, so we embrace your love today. We are changed.
I want us to look at this area of our life. I want to talk about the busy heart. Sometimes it's not so much the activity outside of our heart, but in many instances, it could be the busyness on the inside of us that prevents us from entering into the rest that God has for His people. And so, you know, we've been talking about crazy busy. And we spent a lot of time with Martha and Mary and looking at that situation and Jesus when He was a child. And just, but I want us to begin this morning talking about the busyness of the heart, because it's the busyness of our schedules can also be a reflection of the busyness of our hearts. And when we realize this, we recognize that many times our identity can be founded upon other things. And so as a result, we load our calendars up, we load our schedules up with all these things, when really God wants us to go before Him and get our directives from Him on what He wants us to do, how He wants us to do it. And so we're not putting ourselves in a position where we're bringing stresses upon our lives, because we realize that in this day and time, you know, it's a badge of honor to be busy, and people have become so accustomed. And I certainly have to continuously remind myself of this as well. And so we want to look at some things, because our identity that is not founded in Christ thinks that we're never enough, that we don't have enough, and that we emphasize so much on doing instead of being. And when we feel as if we have to do all these things in our calendar and throughout the day to perhaps please people, to pursue all these other things outside of God, and then as a result, it causes us to determine our value based on those things. So that's what we want to look at this morning for the time that we have, the busyness of our schedules and the busyness of the heart, and what we're calling crazy demands in most instances that we can put on ourselves. And so I want us to look at what's really going on the inside this morning. What is really going on in our heart? What's really going on in your heart this morning? What is it that is defining your value? Others simply hate boredom, and others need things done their way. The reality is that busyness and too much responsibility can point to the issues of our heart. So let's start in Acts chapter 7, verse 42 and verse 43, because busyness is a robber, and it can rob our hearts. And that's what we want to look at, is the fact that if we're just being busy because we think that our busyness determines our value, then we'll allow all these things to weigh on us, to have this heaviness about us, and then we open the door to frustration, stress, irritability, and then we aren't in the position where we can experience the rest that God wants his people to have. Because there's a rest for the people of God, and I don't know about you, I want to benefit from that rest that God has for his people. And so let's look at this. Busyness can rob your heart. Busyness can rob your heart. Then God turned and gave them up to worship the host of heaven. As it is written in the book of the prophets, O ye house of Israel, have you offered to me slain beasts and sacrifices by the space of 40 years in the wilderness? Yea, he says, you took up the tabernacle of Molech and the star of your god Rephan, figures which you made to worship them. And I will carry you away beyond Babylon. Let's turn to the Message translation. I really want to look at what it says in the Message translation of verse 42 and 43. If you could click over there. I'm going to start over from the beginning. God wasn't at all pleased, but he let them do it their way. It says that he wasn't pleased, but God let them. You know, he's a respecter of our decisions, a respecter of our choice. He let them worship every new god that came down the pike and live with the consequences. Consequences described by the prophet Amos. Did you bring me offerings of animals and grains these 40 wilderness years, O Israel? Hardly. You were too busy building shrines to war gods, to sex goddesses, worshiping them with all your might. He says, that's why. Somebody say, that's why. He says, that's why I put you in exile in Babylon. And so when we look at this scripture here in verse 42 and verse 43, he says that we were too busy, that they were too busy worshiping other things with all of their might, building their shrines. And he says, as a result, their plan was adjusted and they experienced things that wasn't God's original intent. And so when we open ourselves up to busyness, it robs us of our heart and it causes us to experience frustration, in some instances, resentment, impatience, and irritability. Frustration, resentment, impatience, and irritability. And so we have to look at motives. We have to look at our motivation this morning. We have to look at the things that God spoke to them, because he says that God wasn't at all pleased, but he let them do it their way. And so God will let us be busy. God will let us choose the things that we want to put in our schedule, that we want to put in our life. But it wasn't his best. It wasn't the ideal thing, because they were in a place of building their own, and as a result, it opened the door, and they failed to live beneath what God had endeavored for their life. And so let's look at some things here concerning this. Now, turn over to Psalms 94, verse 19, in the Passion Translation, TPT. Let's go to Psalms 94. I'm going to kind of look at two scriptures here in the Passion Translation. That one in Psalms, and then the other one in Matthew chapter 13, We're going to go there next because I want us to look at this area because it's so vital that we recognize what's going on the inside of our hearts this morning, and we look at some of these areas of extreme busyness in our lives can point to a deeper problem. And he says some things here concerning the inner person, the inner workings of our life. Psalms 94, verse 19 in the Passion Translation, if we can pull that up, and then we'll go to Matthew chapter 13 afterwards. So he says, whenever my busy thoughts were out of control, the soothing comfort of your presence calmed me down and overwhelmed me with delight. Because, you know, it's on the inside. It's the busyness of the heart. It was the busy thoughts that he's writing about here. He says the busy thoughts that seem to be out of control, but he says thank God for the presence of God, that it can bring a sense of calm, bring a sense of relief to being overwhelmed by overcommitment and doing those kinds of things. Now let's look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 22 in the TPT, Passion Translation. Matthew 13, verse 22. Looking at what's going on the inside, because what's on the inside in many instances is what we define as the value and what drives us and what creates demands on us and what moves us and motivates us. And so if there's a busyness of the mind, a busyness of the thoughts, busy activity of the heart where it's just activity, 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 then it positions us to not experience the rest that God has for the people of God. So it says the seed sown among weeds represents the person who receives the message. But all of life's busy distractions, his divided heart, and his ambition for wealth result in suffocating the kingdom message and prevent him from bearing spiritual fruit. Prevents us from bearing spiritual fruit. Let's look at the first part of that verse again here in verse 22. He says it's all of life's distractions can divide our heart. Ambitions for wealth, we looked at that on Sunday. We talked about how, you know, ambitions and mammon, personal desires, not to say that there's something wrong with personal desires, but getting over into a place of obsession, self-centeredness, it divides us from God and creates a wedge in areas of our life. And it says that we will suffocate the message, and then it affects us being able to bear fruit in our life because everything else takes a precedent and it crowds out the message, it crowds out the word. All of a sudden, everything that we have created as our own selfish ambition begins to take priority over the things that God wants to do and the things that God wants to speak to us, the direction and the path that God wants us to take, trusting him in areas of leading us. Like the psalmist writes, he says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He leads me into green pastures. And so when the Lord is leading us, then there's a path that he has already carved out for us. There's a level of trust that he wants us to get in and not into a place of, you know, searching and frantically trying to figure things out on our own, on the internet, trying to run around and talk to this person, trying to discover what it was that they did, trying to contrive ways that we can duplicate and multiply the things that perhaps someone else accomplished and then do it in ourselves. And then we get to a place where it didn't work. Then we go back and we try and find somebody else and try to ask them what they did. And so, you know, we're busy trying to figure it all out. And God says, just come to me. Come to me. And let me lead you. And all these thoughts, can't sleep at night, that are just weighing on you, keeping you up all night, it's something about going to sleep where God says, hey, I got it. I'll take care of it. And we rely on Him.
Stay tuned for the continuation of today's message right after this.
Hey, everybody, I'm standing in the World Dome. We are getting ready for the reunion, Grace Life 2024. Now, you should have registered already. If you haven't, do it now. Watch this. Now. Why? It's going to be the greatest assembly of people wanting to learn how to live the Grace Life. It will make a mark in your life that'll never be erased. Let's register right now. Grace Life is coming, baby, and we're going to meet you there.
Now, for the conclusion of today's message.
And so the distractions and the divided heart is what suffocates the message, the busyness, the activity, the crazy demands that we put on ourselves, that perhaps we, you know, have internalized the inner vows, the inner commitments, the inner things that we think that it is our responsibility to do, that perhaps somebody has said to us, and that we're trying to measure up, and we're trying to please them. We're trying to do what they think is best in their eyes, and jumping through the hoops. And God says, trust me, and don't be in bondage to what people think, because you'll become crazy busy and have all these crazy, unreasonable demands on your life, weighing on you, heavy on you, and then it crowds out the harvest, the manifold breakthrough in our lives. So that's what we're looking at this morning. Look with me over at Saul. I want to look at Saul here in 1 Samuel chapter 15. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 24. Because we give in to people's demands and expectations. And that's what we want to look at, the giving in to the expectations, the unreasonable demands of people, thinking that they determine how good we are, whether we're good enough. They determine the striving that they think should be placed on us, and then as a result, we wonder why we get over into a place where pride enters in and not trusting God and doing more than what God even expects of us. Doing more than what God even expects of us. Look at what he says here in 1 Samuel chapter 15. It says, Saul said unto Samuel, for I have transgress the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. And so we see here the busyness that's bad is not the busyness of work, but the busyness that works hard at the wrong things. Working hard at wrong things. Busy trying to please people like we see Saul did. Fearing people. Trying to please their expectation. Busy trying to control others. Busy trying to do things that we've not been called to do. So we have to realize this area of our life. Look over at 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. We must shine the light on this area and recognize that this is an area where the enemy can easily hide out with spirituality and religiosity and rob us from living in the peace that God said that we should have. And so we can live like the Apostle Paul writes here, or we can make a decision to live counterproductive. So he says, "For I know nothing by myself." See, that should be where we are. I know nothing by myself. But you know, pride says, I know some stuff. I know. I read books. I went to school. I sat down and had meetings and was told and studied other people's experiences in their lives. But the Apostle Paul writes here, he says, I know nothing. He's probably one of the more educated ones, the more enlightened, illuminated. He says, I know nothing by myself, yet am I not hereby justified. But he that judges me is the Lord. He that judges me is the Lord. Let's look at what that says also in the Message translation. I ran across, I forget what translation it was, but let's see if it's in there. Verse 4, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. Comparisons in these matters are pointless. I'm not aware of anything that would disqualify me from being a good guide for you. But that doesn't mean much. The master makes that judgment. He says, comparisons are pointless. Keep going to the next one. So don't get ahead of the master and jump to conclusions with your judgments before all the evidence is in. When he comes, he will bring out in the open and place in evidence all kinds of things we have never even dreamed of. Inner motives and purposes and prayers. He says, only then, because that's what we're looking at this morning, the inner motives, the purposes, the prayers, because, you know, we can go through the facade and look so spiritual. Oh, my God, we got the knowledge to know how to pick them up and put them down, and we can spin around and we can do all these things. We got the most beautiful heavenly language. Ti-ti-ti-ti-ta-to-to-to-ti-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. But it's the inner motives. The inner motives. What's really going on in your heart? Because that is where we live. That is where we experience life. He says, guard your heart, for out of it, guard your heart, for out of it flows the issues of life. And so it's our heart that we want to look at today, a busy heart, because the busyness of the heart is a reflection of the busyness of our schedule.
Are you feeling worn out or lost? Are you so busy that it's crazy? In her honest and empowering five-message series, Crazy Expectations, Taffy Duller uncovers how to get rid of distractions and unrealistic expectations.
Victory is available for us today. We have to understand that it is a matter of our faith, that we own it, we possess it, and we make it ours. In order for us to experience and birth some things concerning breakthrough, we must first plant God's word like a seed in our heart. Take what belongs to us. Take your deliverance. Take your breakthrough. Take your debt freedom. Take all the things that God has promised unto you through his word.
Get your copy today. Call the number on your screen, scan the QR code, or visit www.creflodollarministries.org and click eStore. Join the journey today.
Jesus instructed us to take this gospel to the uttermost parts of the earth. With the seeds you sow into Creflo Dollar Ministries, we extend this good news of grace to people on every single continent. They are empowered to see real change in their lives. That's exactly what you do when you send in your financial donations to support our outreach endeavors. You empower change in people's lives. And for that, we say thank you and God bless you. I'll see you next time here on Changing Your World.
If God has placed it on your heart to support the vision of this ministry to reach the world with the gospel of grace, you may call in to make your financial donations or log on to CreflowDollarMinistries.org. God bless you.
Creflo and Taffy Dollar love connecting with you and understand the importance of using technology to do just that. We're constantly working to bring the gospel of Christ to thousands of viewers and followers all around the world. And we want you to get involved. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and X, and subscribe to Creflo Dollar Ministries on YouTube for live services and more. Together with you, we are making the word of grace available throughout every voice of social media.
Listen to me closely right now. God is not mad at you. He is not tallying up your sins, holding your sins against you. Jesus paid the price. He paid the debt. And He has made available to you grace and salvation through the precious blood that was shed on the cross. That's how much God wants to have a personal, intimate relationship with you. He wants you to be set free from anything that has you bound, and then eternally you can be with Him. So if you've not received Jesus as your Lord and as your personal Savior, and you'd like to have a relationship with Him, repeat this prayer after me right now. Heavenly Father, come into my life. Save me. I believe Jesus died and shed His blood for my sin. Come into my heart right now. I believe I receive salvation and I'm seated at the right hand of God the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, just that simple. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today.
Because of you, Creflo Dollar Ministries is providing a new understanding of grace and empowering change in the lives of millions of people every day. Thank you, partners and friends. Your love and financial support makes it possible to bring this message into millions of homes all across the globe. The preceding program was brought to you in part by the partners and friends of Creflo Dollar Ministries.